Welcome to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Glad to have you on the program today. And if I don't sound like myself, well, that's because I've had a slight cold, but I want to assure you that I feel 100% better than my voice is responding today. But we have such an exciting program that I wanted to come in today and conduct this interview so that you could meet Kari Jagodzinski. Kari has an incredible testimony of perseverance and overcoming the odds when faced with an incredible challenge financially. And I want you to be encouraged by that. You know, I received an email recently from a listener. In fact, it was one that took me by surprise. She said, I love the program and I love to hear the testimonies of the people who are doing things well with money. They're getting out of debt. They're avoiding bankruptcy. They're avoiding foreclosure, or they're paying off their credit cards, or they're going back to work, or they're starting a business. But there are days I have to turn off the radio because I feel such terrible shame for the mistakes that I've made. Well, I want to talk to you for just a moment, because that's the exact opposite of what we hope to accomplish through this program. We want you to hear of God's faithfulness and give you hope and encouragement and allow you to take away some of the very practical steps from real people who are applying God's truth. You know, it's hard for them as well. In many days, they had to face embarrassment and shame just to turn it around. But don't give up. Don't believe that the Lord condemns you for your mistakes. Just recently, we were reading the account of the woman caught in adultery in John 8. And what was fascinating about it is that when the Pharisees demanded that this woman be stoned according to the law, Jesus did something very unusual. He ignored their demands and bent down and began writing on the ground. And they continued to shout and demand that he exercise condemnation over this adulteress. And he looked at him and said, who of you is without sin? Let him be the first to cast a stone at her. And then he began writing in the sand. And our children asked, what was he writing in the sand? And my wife added that in her research, scholars believe he was writing their names in the sand and their sins beside their very own names. And as they began to look at it, they realized that they were neutralized, that we are all condemned by the law. All of us fall short of God's glory. But Christ did not condemn her. And he turned to her and said, is anyone condemning you? No, sir, she said. Then neither do I condemn you. Now go and leave your life of sin. Well, coming up is another encouraging testimony, one that I think will give you hope. If you're listening to Money Life, I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Want to learn how to make and manage money God's way, but you don't have time to read a book or participate in a Bible study? Then check out The Journey to True Financial Freedom, a live seminar presented by Crown Financial Ministries. It's fast-paced and life-changing. Invest just one day of your time in a Journey to True Financial Freedom seminar, and you can learn God's financial principles and practical ways to apply them for a lifetime. A trained instructor will teach you how to set priorities, develop a spending plan, eliminate debt, and more. You'll gain a deeper understanding of stewardship and faithfulness. If you're interested in attending a Journey to True Financial Freedom seminar, go to crown.org to find one in your area. Or call 1-800-722-1976 and ask one of our friendly consultants to locate one for you. That's 800-722-1976 or online at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and I am so pleased to introduce you to Kari Jagodzinski from Rapid City, South Dakota. Kari, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, you are so kind to be willing to share your story with us and what God has done in your life, but I want you to start by telling us about your family. You're married and you have children, correct?
Right. I have two children. I have a son, Joey. He is 12 years old and in 7th grade, and a daughter, Juliana, and she is just going to turn 9, and she's in 3rd grade.
And you also have a husband named Joe. Tell us about Joe.
Joe. Mm-hmm. My husband and I have been married for 15 years, and Joe was diagnosed with a brain tumor in 2001, and it's an inoperable brain tumor. The children were, Jana was a newborn baby. She was 10 weeks old, and Joey was 3. So that was a pretty tough situation. He's a civil engineer by trade, and recently lost his job. In May of 2008, the tumor came back. It had gone into remission after radiation, and he was able to work all those years up until May of 2008, and then our world was really kind of turned upside down again when the tumor came back very aggressively, and he lost his job and had to go through a year of chemotherapy. But thankfully, praise God, he's doing very well now, and you know, he's fully functioning. He's not working, but he's doing extraordinarily well.
Well, what did this experience do for your family finances? Because so many listeners are unprepared for these type of emergencies. These are the type of situations that have a tremendous financial impact, totally apart from the emotional, stressful impact that you must have been going through. What happened in terms of your finances?
It was devastating to our finances. We were not in any way prepared for something like that. Probably a little bit better the second time around because we had been working very hard to get out of debt. But the first time, we were in quite a bit of debt, consumer debt, car payments, all of that comes with that. And then having a second child in daycare and all the expenses that go along with having a new baby, doctor bills. At the time when Joe had to go through his treatment, we were actually trying to pay 22 different providers at once, with bills associated with the birth of our daughter. Our son had had a oral surgery, and, of course, with all of Joe's doctor bills. So it was absolutely overwhelming.
And, Kari, how much did you and Joe end up owing for your part of the medical expenses?
Well, luckily we had very good insurance through my husband's employer, and we maxed out usually at around $8,000 per year. They would change a little bit from year to year, but generally around $8,000 for just him, and then it would be separate for the family. So we could owe up to $16,000.
So you had this additional expense of anywhere from $8,000 to $16,000 a year. But how was Joe's income affected, and how was your income affected being called upon to take care of everyone?
Well, Joe's income, he had a very good job with the city of Rapid City as a project manager. So he was doing very well with his income up until 2008. And when he lost his job, he took retirement disability. And fortunately, that's a pretty good program through the city, but he was only able to receive 70% of his annual income. So it was a pretty significant impact then for him to lose 30% of his income.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, I owned my own marketing firm, and we decided to fire sale my marketing firm, basically, and we ended up just selling the client list instead of the firm as a whole. Because I was working 60 to 70 hours a week, which I'd wanted to change that for years, but at this point it was critical that I just be home, at least more. I still needed to get a job, and very fortunately for me, and I know it was all in God's providence, the company that bought my client list hired me to be their branch manager here in Rapid City. And so I was able to have, you know, get a good job. Unfortunately, with the economy the way it's been in July of 2009, just this past summer, they reduced my salary by a significant amount, $16,000 a year. So that was another big hit in the face of chemotherapy and the cost associated with that, which we were paying one round of chemo in a month is $4,400 just for the medication. Our portion of that was $1,100. So it was a significant impact. I mean, it is through God's hand, absolutely, that we are doing as well as we are doing. We had to make a lot of adjustments, but we're doing okay.
Well, we're going to talk about some of those adjustments in just a moment, Kari, but I know at one point it was so overwhelming with all of the reductions in income and the increase in expenses that you were advised to declare bankruptcy, weren't you?
Yes, we had friends that told us, don't walk, but run to the bankruptcy attorney and talk to him, because you just can't do this. And so we did. We went to a bankruptcy attorney, and as soon as we left his office, we knew that that's what we were not going to do.
And how did you and Joe come to believe that's not what God wanted you to do? Why didn't you file bankruptcy?
Well, we've been trying to follow godly principles, and it's been a journey. It's been a long journey to really live those out. And we knew that that's not what God called us to do, was to bail out on what we owed, even though this was nothing, you know, a lot of it wasn't of our own doing with the medical expenses, but it's, you know, we just knew that wasn't the right thing to do, that God would help us walk through this, and He would provide the finances we needed to get through it.
So it was a complete step of faith that you said, we're going to trust the Lord no matter what our circumstances.
We called it faith. A lot of other people called it foolishness. Yes.
Well, God bless you, Kari, because I call it faith, and I'm with you on this one. Kari, you also had to make some significant adjustments, and I know that you're the number cruncher in the family, and I know that this required some very significant changes. Just to what extent did those changes really turn out to be once you started adjusting your budget?
The changes affected every aspect of our life, really, from groceries to clothing to entertainment to vacations to how we paid our creditors. It really turned it upside down, and God showed us the way.
Well, Kari, it's a very inspiring story, and I want you to share more of the details when we come back. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and we'll be back with more from Kari Jagodzinski.
It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. Crown Financial Ministries is proud to introduce God Provides, a new film learning experience featuring Golden Globe nominee Dean Jones.
What if God told me to do something I did not understand?
Through epic storytelling, this series of six short films presents timeless illustrations of God's never-failing ability to provide for His people. See the hand of God at work in engaging biblical stories that remain true even today in making life decisions. With each film, you'll receive a companion guide with discussion questions and activities to use with your family or a group. God Provides is available now at crown.org or by calling 1-800-722-1976. To learn more about the films, visit crown.org/God Provides.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and our guest today is Kari Jagodzinski. And Kari, you and Joe experienced a very difficult financial circumstance when he was diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor. And you explained that you decided that it was not God's will for you to file bankruptcy, but rather you were going to manage this by carefully controlling your budget. Explain some of the changes that you went through, some of the very practical tips for our listeners who really don't know where to start when they're faced with this kind of crisis.
Well, I think the first place to start is in prayer and just asking God to show you. That's what I did. I just prayed for God to show me. And one of the things that I like to do is I like to work in an Excel spreadsheet. So I did have a family budget, and I had things listed out. And I would just pray that God would show me and reveal to me, what can we change? What can we do? And I would revisit that fairly regularly to make adjustments. So that was one of the things that I did, to just see where the money is going out, where it's coming in, and what you can adjust. So that was very a helpful tool for me. And some of the things that, you know, I felt like God was leading us to change was to just use cash for anything outside of our bills. So for grocery, entertainment, any of that, we just take cash out of the bank once a month, and when it's gone, it's gone. And when we first started doing that was pretty tough.
It's pretty easy not to overspend when it's gone, right?
But you're like, what are we going to do for the rest of the month?
Yeah, you ran out of month too early, didn't you?
Oh, way too early, especially when we first started.
But you learned to persevere, didn't you, Kari? And isn't that really the key, to learn to persevere and trust the Lord for His provision?
Absolutely. And, you know, there's so many things that we really didn't need that we were used to purchasing. Like on groceries, there was a lot of fat to cut out of the grocery budget. A lot of foods that aren't really even that healthy for you, pop and snacks and, you know, pre-made foods, those kind of things are more expensive than just cooking. And so we're back to the basics on our groceries, and that helped a lot. We're not coupon clippers, but we really shop for sales now, too.
Well, Kari, what happened to your ability to give during this time?
Well, we just decided we were going to remain as steadfast as we possibly could in our giving. There was a period of time where we really couldn't meet our financial obligations in any way and tithe 10%. And so we really had to pray about that, because it wasn't something we wanted to do, was to decrease our giving. It really grieved us. But we found that giving time was another thing that we could do if we couldn't give money. And so we gave money as much as we could. We gave our time, and that increased. And then we also started donating things that we could give to the mission for Goodwill for the homeless and the church. There was some furniture. Kids outgrew their clothes. We no longer needed things. So we tried to give that way as much as we could also.
Well, Kari, I know that you have recently been inspired to set a new financial goal. And this is in spite of all the adjustments that you've had to make in regard to Joe's health. What's your new financial goal?
Our new financial goal is to get our home paid off, along with all other debt, in 5 years.
And how did this goal come about? And tell me about your progress.
Well, I was listening to your show. Like I usually try to do, even though I'm at work, I have that on in the background. And there was, I can't remember the specific show I've tried to remember, but it was about getting out of debt and paying off your mortgage. I believe that's what it was. And I remember thinking, oh, there's no way you can do that. At least I can't do that. And so I just had to go in and look and crunch the numbers. And to my amazement, we figured out a way to do it. And the way we figured it out was we were going to purchase a new vehicle. We have two vehicles, and one is a rusted-out old van that we hate driving. The other one is fine. But we were going to replace the van, and we found something. We gave ourselves a budget of $25,000 to buy a really nice vehicle. It would be about $500 a month for 5 years to buy that vehicle. When I looked at it, I took the money from the vehicle and applied it to our house and a little bit from here and there, and I was amazed that if we did that, we could pay our house off in 5 years.
Oh, that's so exciting, Kari. So you and Joe have established a mortgage for clunker program. You're going to drive the clunker that you hate in order to get rid of that mortgage.
Yes, and the amount of interest, I didn't sell my husband on the idea until I showed him that not only will this save us $25,000 in interest on our mortgage, if we had purchased that vehicle, we would pay about $4,700 in interest. So we're saving almost $30,000 right there in interest.
Oh, that's very exciting, Kari, and I want you to keep us posted on your progress, because you can do it and so can our listeners. And Kari, one more thing. How have you maintained such a positive attitude through all that you've been through in the last 9 years?
It has been through other people reaching out, encouraging us. And the other thing is we have been provided for every time we are really, we feel that we're at our wit's end, at the end of the rope. God somehow provides for us every single time.
Well, and I know he has recently encouraged you deeply, and that you want to encourage others as well, because you found him to be faithful, haven't you, Kari?
Absolutely faithful, and it is difficult, and it is a journey, and there are some days you do question your faith. You just wonder how you're going to get through it, but God is always faithful. He's always faithful.
Kari Jagosinski, thank you, and we'll continue to keep Joe in our prayers. I appreciate you being our guest today.
Thank you.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
it feels like talking to your young child about money just isn't enough, there's a fun, easy, and visual way you can show them how to honor God with their money. The ABC Learning Bank from Crown Financial Ministries. This popular tool goes beyond the traditional piggy bank. Created with three colorful compartments in the shape of letters, the ABC Learning Bank will give your child a fun, hands-on learning experience as they discover that A is for giving, B is for saving, and C is for spending. Imagine them applying that learning for a lifetime. The ABC Learning Bank is recommended for children ages 3 and older. To order an ABC Learning Bank for a child in your life, go to crown.org or call 1-800-722-1976. Again, the ABC Learning Bank is available by calling 1-800-722-1976 or visiting crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and what an incredible story of Kari and Joe Jagosinski in Rapid City, South Dakota. You know, I was talking to Kari off the air, and she said a couple of things that I wanted to remind you of. One of the things that she said is that she's a faithful listener to this program. In fact, it's in the background playing while she's at work, even though she's not actively listening. And she said, some days I hear you use the term God's economy. And it serves to remind me in a very simple fashion that we're not to be controlled by man's economy. To face all of our problems and all of our struggles and all of our financial decisions, to face them in light of the fact that this is God's economy. God created the world. He owns it. He owns you and I. He owns everything in it. He knows everything that's happening here. It's not spinning out of control. It's under His sovereign, watchful, loving eye. And He wants you and I to experience His blessings by living according to principles in His economy. And those principles start with His Lordship. And I just want to say to all of you who faithfully listen to this program that we firmly believe that there is no true transformation until a person experiences the Lordship of Christ. And what you heard Kari say and what you heard in their life story is they've experienced the grace and love and faithfulness of God in the midst of some of the most overwhelming circumstances that any of us could possibly face. They were facing life or death on any given day. They were facing a financial ruin. But in the midst of that, they've had a wonderful attitude, they've had peace, and they've experienced joy. But you don't get that simply by following financial principles. You get that when you understand those principles are tied to the author of those principles, and that's the Lord God Almighty. It's His economy, and we're simply His stewards following His principles, bringing glory to His name. And now Kari can give testimony of how good God is. His principles led her to understand that He's the Lord of all and that He is faithful and that she experienced peace. And man's economy does not offer any of that. And that's why we exist, and that's why I hope and pray that those of you who know that these are perilous times that we're living in, these are times when the fear and uncertainty is great, and that we depend on you to help us have an outreach. And I want to ask you to become a champion of this ministry during this time when fear is so high and hearts are open and people are looking for hope. Tell others about the radio broadcast. Tell others about our website. Tell others about our free Money Map coaching services online or in person. And I also pray that you will support us financially over the next 60 days. Well, you've been listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be back again next time.